All right, we know that the live episode is coming through your left headphone only. I know. What happened? Is that what you're asking me? Well, we always have some issue at Cox Comedy Club with the audio. I don't know what it is. It's always fun to do it there. It's not our equipment, and it's not them being incompetent. They're great, and they do amazing sound checks with us, but for some reason, I think it's just the wiring of that place.
It's an older club, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe there's just so much cum in the wires, you know?
Because of San Francisco?
Well, yeah. The whole city's covered in it, so.
That's a really, you know, I didn't think of it. That's a really, really good analogy. A really good point, actually, you're making. It's that all the wires are covered in cum.
They're doused in it, and it gets sticky And then, of course, the wires don't.
And actually, you can blame me because I didn't check the audio afterwards because we've done shows there before. And then what I could have done is sent it to our post engineer and had him basically duplicate the line so that it goes left line and right line.
Right.
But it was too late by the time that I heard it. And I knew it when I uploaded it that it was only on one channel because I could see it. Yeah. So I'm sorry.
You know what, Tom? Hmm? I forgive you.
Thank you.
I love you, and you're a human being, and it's okay.
And actually, yesterday I thought about sending it to him and doing that and getting it up again, but I was like, what the fuck?
You know what? Yesterday was a chaotic day in the house, and I'm quitting everything so I don't get distracted. I just quit my mail and stuff so I don't see emails pop up on my computer.
Smart. I like it. You've always been smart. So there's that. Sorry about Live from San Francisco being one channel. People apparently really still like the episode. It was really fun. Cox is always a good time. And
by the way, I stand by my assertion that old people are afraid of the Blue Angels because of wartime. Now, let me preface that. I'm not saying American wars, ding-dongs. I'm saying World War II people, like
vets.
People like my grandmother. No, not even people who fought. People like my grandmother who lived through World War II and the Russians bombing the shit out of Hungary. Guess what? They don't like the sound of planes flying overhead. Kind of bothers them. Now, my grandmother didn't like either. She's dead now. Mm. But you ask her if she liked the Blue Angels, you know what she say? Fuck no. There you go. Said my piece. Good song.
Planes are overhead.
Who is this artist?
I don't know. It's somebody sent to us. It's called Insectivoria. Huh. Insectivoria is how
they like that.
Yeah, I don't know who sent it.
Blue Angels.
Blue Angels. Russians are outside.
Reminds me of the war. There's cum everywhere. They're dumping cum on me.
We got a jam-packed show for you today. It's going to be fucking...
Holy nuts.
Awesome.
You guys have no idea.
And you know what? You can hear it through both of your headphones.
both of your jeans.
Check it out. I'm going to Minneapolis, also known as Mommyapolis, October 21st. And I should point out that I'll also be there October 22nd, October 23rd, October 24th, and October 25th. All at Acme Comedy Club, the best goddamn comedy club in the United States of America. And I'm looking forward to doing all those shows there. Big Ernie is going to be there, and she let me know she's actually recording her first album that week. So that should be fun.
Oh, Big Ernie.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Andy Erickson. So make sure you come out and see us both. November, we pull our jeans well up over our dicks, and we are going to go to do the podcast live. We're going to record both channels, so they go through both of your headphones, and we're doing it November 6th in Seattle at the Highline, November 7th in Portland at Analog Cafe, and November 8th in Chicago, a.k.a. Chicago, at the Empty Bottle. All tickets you can get at yourmomshousepodcast.com. Those shows are going to be stupid fun. They're going to be so much fucking fun. Mm. Just 1 week later, I go on my very exciting mini tour stand-up The 14th, I'm in New Orleans at the House of Blues. There might not even be tickets left for the House of Blues.
OMG.
So please get those now. Houston, the Warehouse, November 15th. Please get your tickets. I'm really excited to go back to Houston. I haven't been there to do stand-up in a few years. November 16th, Dallas. I'm going to do Hyenas. And I'm very excited to do that on Sunday. And then Monday, Oklahoma City. And all of those tickets are at TomSegura.com. Please support your mother. She only comes by every once in a while.
It's really nice, Gene.
Yeah.
They will.
And of course, I go to Fartnik's and stuff in December. And I'm adding a new date.
Where's Fartnik's again?
Phoenix.
Oh, Fartnik's. Yeah, I'm going to come and keep you company that week.
Yeah, I have a new date. I can't announce it yet because the tickets aren't on sale. But I added a week in December.
Oh, cool.
Jeans.
Yeah.
Where can you pull your jeans up over your chest nipples to?
In addition to joining Thomas on these podcast dates, which will be super fun, I'm going to do November 20th, November 21st, November 22nd, November 23rd at the Toledo.
You're ridiculous.
Funny Bone.
You're ridiculous.
In Toledo. That's in Toledo, Ohio, as opposed to Toledo.
Spain.
The other one, yeah. And then Fartford, Connecticut. That'll be December 10th, December 11th, December 12th, and December 13th. It's a different week. And then, guys, New Year's Eve is just around the corner. I know it doesn't sound like it, but we're already coming up on
Halloween. Oh, yeah.
It comes so fast. And if you're in Austin...
I come fast.
Okay, or in the surrounding areas. Why don't you join Tom Segura and myself at Cap City Comedy Club. We're both doing stand-up that week together. That'll be December 31st. That is New Year's Eve.
Don't break my balls over the tickets.
And then January 2nd and January 3rd.
That's it.
And then that's all we're doing.
In Momston.
I'm sorry. Shit. Momston.
Momston, Texas.
Momston, Texas. Nine orgasms at my father's funeral. Guys, thank you so much for supporting the podcast when you shop at Amazon.com. I really appreciate it. If you go to Your Mom's House podcast, click on our banner. And now, just a link, a normal people's link. For those of you that are having trouble viewing that silly... I don't know why.
You still got the banner, though, right?
Yeah, for those who can see it and for those who cannot, just there's a link at the very bottom. It's just a normal people's link. Guess what you can buy on Amazon? I just did it while you were taking a dump.
What's that?
I picked out a different kind of dishwasher detergent because I think the one that we're using is causing that white gunk on everything. So
detergent.
The detergent.
Well, I kind of leave a deposit in the dishwasher all the time. I go, fuck.
That's somebody's thing. Somebody's doing that right now.
Of course they are.
They're
of
loading
they are.
Those little cartridges with their cum.
And they're like, this is what I do every time I...
Ooh, yeah, suck that cock. Oh, fuck, yeah. Gobble it up, baby. Gobble it up. Oh, I'm gonna come on your face for all the motherfucking niggas in the Wu-Tang Clan.
Okay, yeah. So there you go. That's by far the dumbest thing we play. I'm pretty sure that's the dumbest. There's God bless is a big word, and then there's that. And then there's that.
Why do you cut yourself off from saying it?
Well, because it's, you know, you can't just say it willy-nilly.
You think it's pretty crazy to say?
That is crazy talk.
That might be my favorite thing that you've ever said is the way you go, that is crazy talk.
Because God would never call somebody the N-word. God's not like, hey, you guys are blessed, and especially... big words are blessed.
What if you die and you go to heaven and you go to the gates and God talks like this?
Hey, I'm talking about you, feel me? I mean,
he starts talking about your life.
Thing, you know what I mean? You're like, what, God? I can't understand you.
Know what, you. Me, you know what I mean? He's like, you led a pretty good life. You don't talk about you, feel me? You know what I mean? You're pretty nice people. You don't talk about you, feel me? You know what I mean? You ain't never killed nobody. You talk about you, feel me? You know what I mean? And that's how he talks. And you have to be like, holy shit, God is... so fucking hood. It's crazy.
Yeah, it'll be rad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I'm talking about, you feel me? I mean,
how many times have you been shot, God?
I've been stabbed. I've been shot. I've been stabbed up. I've been hit by a car. You know what I'm saying? I'm God. You know what I'm talking about?
You know what I'm saying? Also, automate on Amazon. This will help you so much. I'm telling you. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Dude, automate your toilet paper deliveries.
Yeah.
This house, we go through a roll a day. No lie. I was sitting on the can this morning. Guess what? We ran out. But we have like a full stock. It's just I was sitting on the toilet, so I couldn't get up and go reach for the stock, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just automate that
shit. You were really fired up about that.
What makes me so mad? I just took
a shit. I went in the bathroom and you're like, yeah, there's no toilet paper in here. And you yelled at me like...
It's your fault.
Yeah, like, you know when you go to public bathrooms and they have the checklist of who assured that the bathroom was in order?
It was Tom's job.
It was like an employee and it's like on the hour. It's like 9 a.m., 10 a.m. It's like you put your name on, you checked it off, but there's no toilet paper in here.
Yeah, it's your job, Tom.
That's how you were. That's how upset you were.
You're manager of the year. It's your job.
I'm manager of the year. Okay.
Silly goose. Get your Halloween costumes for your dogs.
Yeah.
And your cats and your ferrets and maybe your children, too.
Guys,
I don't know if you have those.
All of your Amazon, Mamazon shopping that you do through our banner helps us out, and we do appreciate it.
We can buy detergent for our dishwasher so Tom doesn't have to come in it.
Thank you. That is maybe the best quote so far. The best way to sum up. If we had Amazon actually listening to this and going, we really enjoy your read, they'd be like, the best one that you did is when you said, buy dishwasher detergent through our link so your husband doesn't have to come in it.
Hey, okay, listen. I'm of the Joey Diaz school of reading copy. Yeah. Look, you cocksuckers, listen up.
Yeah, it's really good.
Anything else?
Look, I think everybody out there...
look.
Well, it's true. I think everybody out there...
Yeah?
We had dinner with... we're going to talk about that with some family last week. We're going to talk about our experience.
Oh, yeah.
But one thing we talked to them both about was Sotva mattresses. And
true
they
story.
Both called me again and said, what's the site? What's the name of that again? Sotva mattress. It's the bed that we sleep on, that we bought, and that we love so much that we called them and told them. And now we are so happy to have them sponsoring our show. We needed to get a mattress. We went through them. It's the best deal you can get.
It's the best.
For a high-grade mattress.
It's not the worst.
It's absolutely the best because they sell exclusively online. They make ultra-premium, high luxury-level mattresses with super, super affordable prices. Why? Because they cut out the middleman. There's no overhead for having a warehouse, for having commissioned salespeople, for paying utilities.
It's the way business is being done now. These people are on the edge of it. And I wouldn't even call this a mattress. You know what I would call it? A momstress.
A momstress. And where is it made? America.
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 Momerica.
America handcrafted, made right here in US of A. It has all the best materials, organic cotton. It has tempered recycled steel. It has you typing, and I can hear.
It's not typing. I got in a freaking, some dick is texting me, and I hook up my text here. Listen, I thought I quit it. That's what I was saying.
Listen.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I'm talking about?
This is what you should do.
God damn it.
This is what you should do. You should go to sattvamattress.com. Look at what they have to offer. Mm-hmm. They have the best customer service of any mattress company in the world. They're going to call you. They're going to make sure you got what you wanted. They're going to set up the delivery. They're going to take out the bed that you used to sleep on. They're going to set up your new bed. And they're going to give you 45 days for an in-home trial. So you can lay on this thing, sleep on it for a month and a half. And if you don't like it, which you will, but if you don't, and you want to send it back, full refund, no restocking fees, no transportation fees. Do your research. Look around. Try other mattresses out. You're going to be glad you chose Sotva, the largest online luxury mattress company with industry-leading customer service. They offer nationwide home delivery from up to 10 independent factories and 30 fulfillment centers. We love you, Sotva Mattress, and we feel like our listeners will too. So go, sattvamattress.com, S-A-A-T-V-A, mattress.com.
That was really good, Tom.
Well, I love them. I love Sotva.
I do too. It's really saved our lives.
Now let's get into this.
Our dog loves it.
Crazy loaded episode.
Holy mother monkey.
You ready, Jeans?
Yeah, dude.
Pull them up, dog.
Hey, can you do me a favor and make me like an 8-minute video of you where you're just kind of like licking the air so I can pretend that you're licking my asshole? And just send it to me in my phone or something. Just whatever's simplest. Just knock that out as soon as you can. Thanks, buddy. This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mama in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. And
Christina Pajitsin. Christina
Pajitsin. Welcome to your mom's house.
Yeah, what's up, dog? Yeah.
That's better. Oh, you played that song so well just now. You're super calm about it. It's cute.
You like that?
Yeah, I need it higher. Sorry.
You need it higher.
It's just the clips are too loud in my... Oh, there we go. I've got really good hearing.
Well, can you hear this?
I love vegan vaginas.
It's so gross.
Vegan vagina.
Stop it.
That was my buddy Justin, and
that was Justin.
He did ask me to leave him a message where I, well, our video where I lick the air so he can pretend I'm licking his asshole. And you might remember who did that video.
John Sockers here.
John Sockers. He made that video, and he lets us know what he loves.
I love vegan vaginas.
All right.
God. Little extra bonus clip of John.
Oh, no, please.
Yep.
No, please, no more. It took me a week to get over this.
What do you mean?
Babe, this got such a reaction from people, too. Twitter was lit the fuck up. John Sockers.
Guess what?
He's so grody.
This one's for all the ladies. If you want to eat animals, I can't stop you, but you must know you are never gonna feel my tongue on your clit.
Oh my God.
If you want to eat animals, I can't stop you, but you must know I am never gonna stick my tongue up your ass. If you want to eat animals, I can't stop you, but you must know you are never gonna get to suck on my balls.
Oh my God.
If you want to eat animals, I can't stop you, but you must know I am never gonna stick my cock in your snatch.
I'm not
gay, but I'd rather suck a vegan cock than lick a carnist pussy.
Whoa, jeez.
Not gay, but I'd rather suck a vegan cock than lick a carnist pussy. I'm not gay.
I really dig this song.
It's really good.
It's called I'd Rather Suck a Vegan Cock Than Lick a Carnist Pussy.
It's funny. I thought that would be the title. I'll tell you what I'm really happy about is that I'm a carnist right now. I feel like it's like that zombie movie we watched with Brad Pitt the other night, where because I'm infected with the sickness, the zombie can't see me.
Ah, that's you do. That's exactly a great way of breaking that down.
John Sockers.
John Sockers here.
And you know what's gross is that he, the way he does that.
Yeah.
And enunciates.
Did you watch the rest of the video?
No.
I realized that I didn't watch it. He does a lot. There's a huge chunk of the video where he
doesn't speak. This?
He just is like,
I'm going to throw up. Just even, I can't.
And he sticks his fingers in his mouth and he's like fingering
I'm
you.
I'm going to throw up. I'm fucking
vegan
vomit.
Vagina.
Yeah, my friend Sarah, we sent this to Sarah Burns.
She vegan?
Yeah, that's why we
sent it. Vegan vagina.
That's why I sent it to her. I'm like, you're going to really like this. And I got a response within 10 seconds of sending that email. And she had to live text me as she was watching it. Like, now he's fingering me.
It's weird. She wasn't turned on. This is weird because she's vegan. It's right. Who the video is made for. Are you sure she wasn't overly sexually aroused and was trying to hide it or something?
Yeah, I don't know. You're vegan vagina. John Sockers here. Yeah, it's. I was trying to think about. babe.
I'm making your vegan vagina.
Why is it?
I'm making your vegan vagina.
Juice.
I think the creepiness is he's assuming we all want this.
It's the arrogance.
Yeah.
Creepiness is like I'm staring at your vegan vagina.
Yeah.
It's the arrogance of assuming that all would be so lucky to have you lick their as if every vegan woman their greatest desire is to have John Sockards.
John Sockards here.
I'm gonna throw
lick
up
their even. Vaginas. Even that's the arrogant thing and the thing that makes you cringe. And I feel for. Not just vegans, carnists as well that had to watch that video.
Wait a minute, but we weren't even supposed to watch
the
video.
We broke rules because part of it was that I was excited that John also promised me this.
Pretend that I'm licking your balls or your penis or your anus or something. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, John.
Go ahead. He talks like kind of a nerd, too. Like, it's not very John Soccer eating your vegan vagina.
I did cringe and shake and laugh at the vegan vagina licking video, but I gotta say, John, I am a fan of you as a musician.
But I'd rather suck a vegan cock and lick a carnist pussy.
Yeah.
I'm not...
Okay.
But I'd rather suck a vegan cock than lick a carnist pussy. I'm not
It's so
gay.
Hard to listen to him.
But I'd rather suck a vegan cock than lick a carnist pussy. I'm not gay.
I believe you, John.
I like that Justin said, could you pretend like you're licking his asshole?
That's what he wants. Justin wants me to lick his, pretend to lick the air so he can pretend that I'm licking his Maybe I'll post that online, a video of me.
Oh, please don't. God.
I'm going to say, you know, I'm very busy. I travel a lot, but I can't be everywhere at the same time. So spread your assholes all the way open and pretend that I'm licking your asshole.
Yeah, I think too, the premise of the video is that he can't possibly lick all the vegan vaginas of
bless
the world.
Us. He's right. It's the equivalent of like Zac Efron, you know, or like a Brad Pitt being like he's that. Like, I know you all want to fuck me.
Yeah,
and I can't, but I'll make this video for you. It's like I'm Paul McCartney. I know that you want to. See me in concert. Yeah. I can't be there, but I'll make this video for you.
Yeah,
you can play it whenever you want.
Or Biggie Smalls. I know you don't like the
Or
Beatles.
Biggie Smalls. Yeah. Exactly. I'm making this video for you. So enjoy it. Press play when you want. I know that everybody basically wants to fucking hear it.
This guy should be, I mean, he kind of is in show business, but talk about the ego on this guy.
The ego is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to be very successful.
I think so too.
John Sockers, I think you're going to be very successful.
He needs his own subscription-based website for all the vegan vaginas out there.
Vegan vaginas, where it's at. Let's see. Does he have other songs? I'm going to look right now.
Your vegan vagina.
He's definitely out of his fucking mind. Let's see videos. How many you got, John? Whoa.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Is it a lot? Your...
Oh, here's another song. Vagina. This one looks pretty cool. You want to hear this one?
No.
Wanna lick my balls, go vegan. Wanna suck my dick, go vegan. If you eat animal products, we're never gonna get busy. Wanna kiss my lips, go vegan. Wanna grab my ass, go vegan. If you eat animal products, we're never gonna get busy. If you exploit animals, my crotch is closed for business.
This is called My Crotch is Open for Business, in parentheses, if you're a vegan.
Yeah, yeah, no, I figured that. He doesn't really have a knack for titles.
You are vegan, okay. My crotch is open for business.
Wait, so he really, the assumption is that everybody wants a piece of John Sockers.
John assumes, yes.
John Sockers.
He has a song called Bee Vomit.
Bee Vomit?
Yeah.
Oh,
like
boy.
Bee as in the insect. I don't know if that's going
to
be...
Oh, that's what honey is? Well,
exactly.
You're not supposed to eat bee vomit?
You should. Not if you're a vegan, you're not supposed to.
Oh, I love bee vomit.
Hey, everybody, this is a song for the bees. We don't want no bee vomit. Bee
visa, no.
Oh, because honey is bee vomit.
Right.
Okay.
We don't want no bee vomit. Leave bees alone. We don't want no bee vomit. Leave bees alone. We have no right to steal barf from bees.
We have no right to steal barf from bees.
He's sweet, though. It's a sweet sentiment.
It is a sweet sentiment.
Yeah.
Here's another one called...
Hey, how's it going? Oh, that's good. What was I up to last night?
Oh.
Wow. Let me tell you what I was up to last night. Oh, my gosh.
I was with a woman last night and she would not stop sucking my dick. She would not stop sucking my dick. She said that my vegan dick is the prettiest thing she's ever seen. What is it about vegan dicks that is so great?
What is it about vegan dicks that is so great?
I don't know.
Have you been with a vegan dick?
No.
No,
when I was single, veganism wasn't a cool thing. It wasn't.
But I'm just saying, in your encyclopedia of dicks,
huge cock. No, that Puerto Rolodex, Ricans. Puerto Ricans.
But I know. But you've had every shade under the rainbow. I'm just wondering, not one was vegan, huh?
Nobody. No.
Can you guess the name of this song?
I'm sorry, I've already tuned it out. It's vegan. I had a woman sucking my dick, and she liked my vegan dick.
It's called "She Would Not Stop
Sucking My Vegan Dick."
No, just "She Would Not Stop Sucking My Dick."
He's trying to convince dudes to go vegan so that girls
he's going
will
to sex animals.
Yeah,
it's a good angle. It's one of the good angles you should go after.
Do you think it's going to convince people to change their entire like way of living and eating?
I don't know.
To get with the vegan vagina.
I don't know. There's a lot.
Girls suck my dick because I'm vegan.
There's a song called "No Sex for Meat Eaters."
Yeah.
Another song is called "You Can't Make Fun of Veganism." I don't know. It's always wrong to engage in sexual acts with animals.
Yeah. I don't think anyone debates that one.
How can you not? How is it you can't make fun of veganism? I thought you can make fun of anybody.
It's so easy to.
Calling someone a faggot just because they don't eat
animals. This is the first time. Whoa. I think I found my favorite.
Calling. The first sentence. Huh. Calling someone a faggot just because they don't eat
animals. My favorite new one. Let's hear it. Let's give it a listen.
Calling someone a faggot just because they don't eat animals. It's like calling someone a faggot just because they don't kick puppies. Calling someone a weirdo just because they don't eat animals. It's like calling someone a weirdo just because they don't eat children. You can't make fun of veganism. There's nothing to make fun of. Veganism is awesome all around.
Not really a songwriter, but...
Yeah.
You know, he's committed to a cause, which I respect.
Well, and I will say, you know, he's filling a gap in the marketplace because there aren't many that I know of vegan artists.
He's right.
Really standing up for this group of people. And I tell you, one time I told a joke on Last Comic Standing back in 07.
About vegans, right?
About vegans. And boy.
You have a vegan cousin.
Did they rain down
hard.
A pain on me.
Yeah.
I was in vegan newsletters. People were very mad. And I wasn't. I was making fun of my cousin who's a pain in the ass when she used to order at restaurants. Hmm. That was the, you know, very clever bit that I wrote in 07.
Right.
But I wasn't like vegans or idiots or anything.
He has a video where he reads mean YouTube comments.
No, no.
I bet that's fun.
Please don't do
that. He says he got a vasectomy. I don't know if that's a song.
Whoa.
But let's see if it's a song. I think it might be. Yep.
If I have sex with someone, I could get an infection or a disease.
True.
But one thing that will never happen is I'll never help make any babies.
Okay.
I can't get anyone pregnant because I got a vasectomy.
I like this song.
My semen has no sperm in it because I got a vasectomy. There are 7 billion people in the
world. That is quite enough.
Oh, this is, everything has like the mess. He always has a bit greater purpose.
Yeah.
I also think, though, that if you break it all down, he's just still trying to get laid,
yes.
just like every musician.
Yes.
And his angle is, with this song, is like, hey, if you're considering having sex with me, an upside is I can blow loads in you.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to make a baby. Because there's somebody listening to this song or seeing it who's like, oh, that's a good reason to fuck that guy.
Yeah, they should sell his album at Whole Foods. I feel like that's the perfect
It is the perfect spot, yes.
Yeah.
At the register, just like Starbucks has their CDs, yeah.
John Socker.
John Socker's, and he's got vegan stuff.
And it's called John Socker Sings Songs to You.
And with your vagina wide open.
I encourage you to get a vasectomy.
Thank you.
Operate on your stuff.
Okay.
Procedure only takes 20 minutes. Afterwards, make sure to keep your balls clean. Your balls may bruise a little bit, but that's better than raising a screaming shit machine.
Okay.
I can't get anyone pregnant.
Holy shit. All right. That's about all I can take of John, I think, today.
Yeah.
I think I'm all tapped out.
I think we're full. The guy's really got a serious way of living, you know? Yeah.
Thank you, John.
He's got a lot of conviction, a lot of ideas. He knows exactly what he wants. Good for him.
Good for him.
Good for you, John Sockers.
Thank you, John Sockers.
And I'm so glad my carnist vagina is off the table for you.
My vegan vagina.
If you are a carnist and you rape and torture animals.
Oh, God.
Best clip ever, I would say, in the history of Your Mom's House.
That's your favorite of all time.
Right now, man, there's King Ass Ripper.
Mm-hmm.
There's Big Words, the Tourette's Camp. And then this is just my favorite sentence where he's like, when you're an organ.
Oh, yeah, I know.
When you're on your knees at your father's funeral, at his casket, and you're saying goodbye to him, and then you have 9 orgasms right there while your whole family is standing behind you. Just makes you never want to have another orgasm as long as you live. But you know what?
What?
You just keep on coming.
Don't they? They really do.
I like that it's not only at your dad's funeral. Like, is he on his knees? That's how I picture him, on his knees.
At his casket saying
jerking
goodbye.
Jerking off on the casket.
Dad, you were the best dad. I love you.
And then his family.
His family watches
him. The double shitty whammy of, like, your family having to watch you.
Orgasm.
Come at the funeral.
It's the best.
It's like if your day wasn't shitty enough,
yeah.
Now you have to deal with this crippling affliction.
How was your day? It was horrible. My dad's funeral. I watched my brother and my whole family cry and say goodbye. Well, actually, my brother knelt there and he just kept coming over and over. And that was hard to watch because he did it as he kissed my father's dead forehead.
The whole thing is so warped.
It's amazing.
Like, I had lunch with my dad 2 days ago. Like, could you imagine, like, you're talking to your dad, and you're like, so, you know, how's your business? Do you want dessert, or should we have tiramisu, or did you want the ice cream?
I think
cream?
I should just go. I don't want to go. I want to stop coming in front of your dad. I want to stop coming in front of your dad.
Oh, God.
Imagine if you came in front of your dad all the
time. No, that's what I'm saying. It's horrifying.
Dad? Yeah. What's up? Why do you do that?
You're really ruining your life. Like, you can't have family gatherings ever. Christmas is ruined. Thanksgiving's over.
Speaking of ruined, I want to talk about dinner with Bri Bri and Cousin Jeanette.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ruined?
Yes. We went with Cousin Jeanette, her boo-boo, and Bri Bri, who I hadn't seen in forever. Downtown Los Angeles. There's so much that bothers me about this, okay? I tweeted something about this and it really irritates the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
I feel like it's an outdated, I feel like it's one of those things, you know, when you meet somebody and they do something within the first few minutes where you go like, I don't like this person.
I already know where,
That's what I feel about restaurants where you show up, you're on time, hey, there's a reservation, there's four of us, and they go, we'll seat you when everybody's here. Right away I go, I don't like you, I don't want to be here, I'm done with this. Not every restaurant does that.
Olive Garden wouldn't do that.
Olive Garden probably wouldn't do that.
Fridays, TJ Fridays won't do that.
Last night I went out to dinner with Brongy Pants, and we went to a really cool fucking hip place.
Tapas and stuff.
Yeah, it was called Salt Oil something.
Right.
And it's...
Salt Oil and Nuts.
Do I know the name of the chef from last night?
Oh.
Please guess.
Chef Farts. Fart in my nuts.
No, come on.
Chef Lick My Vegan Asshole.
Or guess a real name.
Chef Ludo. I mean, that's the only chef I know. Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah, Anthony fucking Bourdain. No.
Anthony Melcuri. Oh, he's on the hotel show.
The place is called Smoke Oil Salt. And the chef's name...
Chef Salt.
The chef's name is Perfecto.
Oh.
That's his real name.
Okay.
I met him last night.
That's not his real name.
It's his real name.
That's his gang name.
No, it's his real name. He's from Spain. And
Perfecto.
they had his like, you know, press clippings in the, one of the hallways, and it says, and it said like Perfecto Roger. So I looked and I was like, holy shit, that's his name. Then I asked the server, I was like, is Perfect here? And she was like, yeah, he's in the, and she goes, and then I go, wait, is that his real name? She goes, yeah. And she goes, and you know, right away he always tells us, you know, that is my name. There's nothing perfect about me, but it is my name, and that's we just call him Perfect. And then I walked up to him because I saw him, and I told him, I go, just like your name, the food was perfect. And he was like, thank you. And then Matt came around. I go, this is my friend Matt. And then he extended his hand. He goes, hey, Perfect. It's the blackest name a non-black guy has ever fucking had.
Yeah, that's
Perfecto.
True.
I
like that.
I fucking love, I mean, the only thing that tops it still is Y'all Jealous Jones, who was
that's
born
a good
in
one.
2013. But Perfecto is pretty
y'all
awesome.
Perfect. I also
y'all
like,
jealous.
Like for instance, like they call themselves, like black people choose a name. Yes. Like Big Man. Like there's Big Man Cupcakes. He's like, why? Because I'm a big man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I call myself big. I like that. You know
so
what I'm
anyways,
saying? You feel me?
I can't recommend that restaurant that I went to last night enough. The one I just fucking told you about.
Salt Licks and Salt on My Balls?
Smoke Oil Salt, it's called.
Yeah, the fucking...
But, by the way, because what I'm saying is that I went last night... And I was there before Matt. Hey, reservation, no problem. Seated.
Right.
And then I get to order my wine that I'm going to
hang out.
Yeah.
You know, the way everyone's got to be here is equivalent to a limp handshake when you meet somebody.
Exactly.
You're like, you fucking suck. But you know what I think the utility of that is to make the waitress's life easier. Because if it's one seating, then she can come around once. As opposed to like every person that shows up now, she has to be like, do you want something to drink? Do you want something to drink? It's probably that.
I have a response for that though.
Go fuck yourself.
Eat 100,000 bowls of shit.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like you're not fucking solving math equations. Like just walk over once and be like, hey, everyone's going to be here soon. Okay, great. Can I get you something to drink? And then give me something to drink. And they go, well, you know, what I would do is I would make you go to the bar because then you're going to order drinks and appetizers while you wait. Yeah, but that's what I'm going to do at my table.
And then,
if I'm early, I'm going to order a drink. Fuck
and then
you.
It's all going to go to the same check and then your waitress's tips. It's all stupid.
And that's what I did. We ordered drinks and food at that bar. Oh, so the place we went to is called Baco
Mercat.
Don't even
say the fucking,
yeah, well, fuck them. So we sat down at the bar. The guy was super rude, the bartender. Filled up his glass.
Oh,
waters.
He was filling up 6 or 10 waters for people, which is the busser's job, not his job.
You said, can I get a glass of wine? He was like, here's a list. And you're like, no, I know what I want. He's like, what is it? And you go like, Pinot Grigio. He goes, we don't have that. I'm like, well, how about something similar?
Yeah, just fucking
could you just like, you know, tell me, well, this is similar to that? No, I can't do that. So we ordered our wine from him and an appetizer, and the appetizer hadn't come yet.
Yeah.
And then our group came, and the hostess is like, oh, everyone's here? And I go, yeah, transfer the bill. Like, I'm not going to pay it at the bar.
Yeah,
suck I don't want to tip
asshole.
You.
Asshole. Yeah.
And then we sit there, and their service was terrible, man. It was absolute dog shit service.
What really bothers me is, like, Oh yeah. So the thing is like it's a kind of like a one of these. First of all, it's a hipstery place, which I'm over it, dude. I'm a fucking suburbanite now. I can't do it. And they're like, so we have a fish tonight, but there's a limited amount. Okay, the restaurant opens at 5:30. It was 6 o'clock by the time we ordered.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever witnessed in 30 years of going to restaurants.
Right. So I go, oh, there's a limited quantity. Great. Well, cousin Bri Bri will take one of the fish, mm-hmm. and so two of the limited quantity fish. This is at 6 p.m.
Right. They opened at 5:30. Yes. It's 6. Okay.
And you may say to yourself, wow, there must be a lot of table. Are there a lot of tables? No. There's maybe 20 tables, which is...
I think that's actually more than they have.
Okay. So then,
actually, no. If you count the little outdoor area, 20. Let's say 20.
Right. And let's say there's about 5 or 6 wait staff. That's totally fine. That's acceptable. 6:08, she comes to the table and goes, oh, sorry, guys. All the fish is sold out.
It's
we
done.
Only have one
We're
left.
We're all out.
We
opened 38 minutes ago. Literally. Yes. We opened 38 minutes ago. We're all done.
All gone. So Brian graciously lets me have the fish dish, and he picks something else. And I'm like, oh, man, you know, that sucks. Anyways, everyone else gets their food except for me. I don't have my dish. And if it's one thing I fucking hate, it's being that guy who's like, by the time you guys are all done, now I'm going to start chowing down. And I look like a hungry animal. And everyone else is talking, you know, and I'm eating alone, and it's fucking awful. Eating alone is the worst.
I know. And I will say, I really enjoyed the food. I had the lamb shoulder, pork shoulder, pork shank. It was great.
Fine, but when it fucks up what I mean to you. And not only that, it's not a cheap restaurant, okay? This isn't some fucking diner shit. You know, you're paying for this.
You're paying
crap,
real money,
asshole.
For it.
This isn't homeless.
It was weird. Like,
soup kitchen.
They brought out like a plate of like, for. Like cauliflower, right? Like a little bowl.
Jesus, I hate sharing too.
And then it was like,
fuck off, kay? Sharing.
And then like we had to put that on our plates for them to like come back like 10 minutes later with their next dish. And they're like, here's the fucking green beans or whatever you ordered.
Separately. So yeah, now why like, am I eating like, fucking 5 green beans?
And then it's like, here's the big dishes for all of you but one. Yeah. And then you go like, is it coming? They're like, it's coming. And then we finish it, and then they brought you.
Yeah, you guys are done eating, and now I'm starting.
I absolutely hated it.
Can I tell you what I fucking hate now as an adult is small dishes. This fucking hip thing of tapas, and these are small plates, and then these are the big. No. Tell you what, I don't want to share. I don't want to get a tiny thing of cauliflower and get one floret of cauliflower. Everyone gets one, and now we're going to order 5 more.
I know.
I want a fucking plate of food like a grown-up.
I know. That's and why the best
God
way to go
it.
To tapas is the way I did it. It's to go with one other person.
Yeah. Then they brought me the fish. It's just a whole fish in a bunch of onions. And now I have no sides because they've all been eaten up. I'm eating
it's a
fucking fish like a caveman.
I went.
Unbelievable.
That place I went with Bronger is a tapas place. But when you do it with one person, it's like, oh, okay, let's split this. When you go with 4 or 5...
Forget it.
It's stupid.
And then it costs a fortune to feed 5 when every tiny plate costs $15. You want a tiny plate of bean sprouts? But you want some Brussels sprouts? That's
$20.
$20. Go fuck yourself, LA.
Go.
Listen, I have to urinate so bad.
Really?
Yeah, I had coffee and I had... Don't open your mouth. I'm not going to... Let me go pee-pee real quick, okay?
All right, go ahead. Oh man, did you get all that pee out?
I did, and I had a little bit of yogurt, and I put bee barf on it.
Did you? Oh man, you're not gonna get your vagina licked now. You can't do that. Don't you want to hook up? You want to get your vagina licked?
You can vagina.
Oh god, that fucking guy.
Let's get into this, man. Let's do this real quick. I think people will enjoy this. We have so many cool things to do.
So many treats for you guys.
Let's go.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
It's Top Dog. Hey, buddy. It's Top Dog. Hey, buddy. It's Top Dog.
You need to wipe down.
It's Top Dog.
Now, unfortunately, I had devastating news, and that was that everything I recorded on the cruise on my recorder is no good. It broke my heart.
That fucking sucks, man.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It might be time for a new recorder.
Yeah, that thing's been around for a while now. You bought it years ago. You bought it when we first got married, right?
I've never had it not work the way that I used it there, though.
Hmm.
I've never had that happen. It was the files there with the full time code and everything. It's just a dead file.
So weird.
Yeah. It broke my heart. But I was able to talk to Top Dog over the phone recently, and I think you'll enjoy it. I think you'll like
it. I'm excited.
Yeah, let's talk to Top Dog for a moment, if you will.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Well, I'm just getting ready to go to lunch.
Yeah. Hey, so did you say you had a favorite number?
Oh, my favorite number is five.
Five.
Right.
And why is it, why five?
Because I like to, my favorite shit level is five.
But you realize that all I had to do was ask him, do you have a favorite number? And then he thought for a second, like, what does that question mean? And then he was like, oh, you're talking about shits. Like, I'd have to say, what's your favorite Bristol stool chart number? Yeah. I just said, do you have a favorite number?
He just knows now. You guys have a shorthand with each other.
It's pretty great. So you're willing to do a little extra cleanup, though?
Oh, yeah, but it come out so easy.
And that's what you like.
You know? Oh, yeah, I like the fact that I sit down and I'm basically done in, you know, inside 5 seconds, I'm done.
Yeah, that is kind of nice.
That's a great feeling. It's a great feeling. You don't have to work. You know, there is a little bit of extra cleanup involved, but, you know, I've, let's face it, mastered that art, okay? And okay. And then I'm up and ready to go. I mean, I could be... Yeah, in and out in less than 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool. You know,
cool.
When you're working on a one and two, sometimes you have to sit there and work it a little bit, but, and, you know, but a five is my favorite number.
Now, we finally gave him, I got a great, great gift of mugs with Bristol stool charts on them. Mm-hmm. I think Andy Gert gave them to us. I think in Eugene, like a year ago, and I never shipped mine, the ones for my dad, to him, but we gave it to him on the cruise, and he lost his fucking mind. He was already talking about Bristol stuff for, like, it last 9 months, but when he got that mug, he was like, this is one of the greatest things you've ever given me. So thank you, Andy, and clearly, I mean, he studies this pretty intensely.
It was nice to see somebody's passion come to life. It was nice. It's always nice to see somebody who's really into it.
Yeah.
Into their dreams.
Sometimes I agree with that it's nice, but sometimes I appreciate the not working, but just a little bit of, you know, just putting a little muscle into it.
Well, yeah, I know what you mean. You know, I had I had one of those the other day. You know, it was kind of a three, okay, and I had to work a little bit. You know, I sat down, it didn't come out right away, and then it kind of was a long one, so it kind of, you know, took a second to come all the way out. So that was, and then you hear that big plop in the bowl there, and nice. You know, you're done. You know, bombs away, okay? Target hit.
Yeah. My friend, I think he said, Joe, he said, there's no greater feeling than sitting on the toilet and taking a shit while you clean your ears out with Q-tips. You know that? That really,
oh, yeah.
That's a great feeling. Yeah. It is.
Well, you know, you're multitasking in high efficiency.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. You know, I wanted to ask you this too about the cleanup. I think you told me about being able to use two hands because you had what you call like a cherry bomb. And
oh, this is where most amateurs make this mistake. Okay?
Well, you said you made the mistake because...
I did. I did before, okay? And what happens is let's say I'm right-handed, okay?
Yeah.
Well, if you have kind of a cherry bomb, you get a little blast on the left cheek, and you reach with your right, sometimes it's over on the left cheek, and your right hand doesn't reach all the way over there, okay?
Yeah.
So what I've learned to do is if, you know, if I have one of those cherry bomb types, I have basically become ambidextrous when it comes to wiping.
What?
And I'll
ambidextrous.
Ambidextrous. And what is it called when somebody rapes children? They are a
pedophile.
Yeah.
I'll take the left hand and check out that left cheek.
But the last time you found out is because you got home, you said, and you took off your underwear.
Oh, yeah, I had a little sunset in the pants there, absolutely.
On your left side.
Sunset.
Left side, yeah. Right.
That's really
exactly.
Interesting. That's really interesting.
And that's where that came from, you know.
And Christina has been bugging me talk to you more because she said that, you know, she knows that you're the best, where she feels like she's always having to do just extra cleanup. And like she gets in the shower after every dump and she's like, what's going on? And she said to ask you.
Well, here's the problem.
You like that breathing?
He's really breathing into this.
What happens is, depending on what type you have, you know, if you have where your takes longer, your butthole can pucker a little bit, okay? And so it doesn't close up right away.
Yeah.
And so you still got some in there that kind of oozes out, okay, after you're done.
Mm-hmm.
You ever have one of those where you just keep on cleaning and you feel like you're never done?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes what you have to do is you have to kind of stand up and let everything kind of fall back in place and then sit down again and clean up one more time.
So she's basically sitting too long.
Exactly. If you sit too long, it kind of keeps it open a little bit. So you got to stand up, let things kind of fall back into place, and then do that.
Huh, that's good advice.
Well, that is good advice.
You've been you know, good eating week, good dumping week?
Well, I've been having these smoothies every morning, okay, which is really good, you know, for my, you know, I've changed my diet somewhat this year. So a lot of seafood. But the thing that really, you know, gives me the hard ones are, I haven't had a lot of steaks lately. Steaks, if I have a lot of red meat, that turns into, I can have a one or a two with a lot of red meat. So
I get really distinct beef farts when I eat red meat. My farts smell real different.
Yeah.
Since I've started these smoothies, my it's had an effect on my farts. Don't stink nearly as much.
Oh, that's too bad. Are they fruit smoothies?
Hold on one second. Hold on. I'm talking to Tommy. Yeah. I mean, I
he's at work.
He shut down a call.
Yeah.
I have, cod liver oil. And flax seed, and I put it in with, make my own smoothies in the morning, and really good.
That's great, Dad. That is great. Hey, I love you, Dad.
Bye-bye. Right. Love you.
It's Top Dog.
Hey, buddy. It's Top Dog. Hey, buddy. It's Top Dog. Hey, buddy. It's Top Dog.
You need to wipe down. Buddy.
Now, you've been talking for a while about, you've been asking that wiping cleanup question. So do you feel like he answered your question somewhat?
I do. And I also feel like there's one interesting distinction that I just picked up, a nuance, if you will. He says, you must stand up, let everything settle back into play.
Mm-hmm. Into place.
And take a beat.
Yeah.
And then go to cleanup. And my problem is, I'm too eager for cleanup.
But don't you think it's almost like about how to live life and not just wipe up?
Oh, wow.
But it's like he's saying, you know, take a minute, take a second
how
for
zen.
Yourself.
Yeah.
It's very zen.
More monster fucking farts later.
Yeah. You know, it's like everyone's in a rush to get everything done now. I got to do it right now.
Yeah.
And he's saying, chill out, stand up. Let things kind of relax.
Back into,
then sit down.
Oh, damn.
And then it'll come the way you want it to.
I just realized that he has these phone calls with you in his office.
Doors open.
Yeah.
He has a couple secretaries, a partner. Yeah. And he's like, fives.
They're like, Mr. Segura, you've got a phone call in line two.
Talking to my son. Yeah.
I love it. I loved hanging out with the dog on the cruise. I loved his balls, seeing those nuts.
Yeah, you got to see those balls. It's too bad we couldn't talk about that more.
You're like, my wife is here. Could you cover up?
He's like, Tommy, like that. But you know who he gets scared of with that is my mom. He's like, oh, your mother would give me a really hard time.
Yeah, because Charo is really she's for decency. She doesn't stand for it.
Are we going to bust it out right now? Are we going to bust out the treat?
With my treat?
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm so excited. Hold on. Let me prepare. I have been waiting to drop this on you guys since the cruise, and I'm fucking so stoked.
But
I'm
we
ready.
We have a new...
Hold on.
There's a new segment.
There's a new segment,
We've
guys.
Been talking about this for about a month.
Yeah.
And when Christina told me this, I think, did you tell me on the cruise?
So
I think you did.
Here's
and
what
I
happened.
Was like, whoa.
You're all fucking whoa.
I was like, bro, that is fucking, yeah, bro.
Yeah. So,
God bless a nigga.
Okay. This came about, Tom and I were on the cruise and we were talking about pop culture things and just what I think are common knowledge. And like a song was playing and you didn't know who the artist was, and it was pretty well known 80s like white people thing. And then we came up with the idea, since we do Tom or Black, why not quiz Tom on Tom or White?
Think white and get serious.
And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Now it's time for Tom or White.
That's right.
Amazing.
Tom or White.
It's amazing.
Now, for years, I felt as though...
Well, first, let's talk about that Matchman, Ryan Match.
Oh, Ryan Match did that intro because he did Tom or Black. So thank you,
He's done
Ryan.
So many. He's done... Yeah. He did Top Dog's intro. He does the Maria intro. He's done... He did our show intro. He's built these all.
Yes.
Super talented and... The Tom or White intro you just heard, also by Ryan Match.
So thank you, Matchman. And he put it together so fast for us.
So fast, yes.
Because I got so excited. So the point of the story is, the last 10 years, I've enjoyed my life with Tom Segura. The light of my life, the fire of my loins. I've found that you don't know shit about white culture.
I don't, yeah, I'm pretty bad. You're right. There's some that like, yeah, I go like, of course, and I'll,
no.
But there's a lot that I'm really bad. I agree.
You kind of suck at knowing white people stuff.
Yeah.
Like you can tell me every Big Daddy Kane song. You can tell me, you know, who's in whatever.
We just update our formulas.
It's rapping groups.
Still Guru.
Yeah. Like, I don't know who the fuck that is. I've felt at times that you don't deserve to have a white card, that you need to get your white card revoked. Mm-hmm. So this game's going to test your knowledge of white people stuff.
I love it. This is a great idea. It's really a brilliant idea.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start you off kind of mellow, and then, you know what I'm saying? We'll go from there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So you're just going to ask, you're going to play something and be like, all right, I got it.
And I'm going to make a right. We'll see if you got it right or wrong. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. We're going to start off mellow. Here we go. Number one, for Tom or White. Here we go. What is the seasonal drink item known as a PSL?
Seasonal drink item known as a PSL?
Mm-hmm.
Are you asserting that most white people would know this?
Absolutely. White people love this shit.
PSL.
PSL.
So would somebody go, do you guys have a PSL?
That's correct. And it's only comes around once a year and people fucking lose their minds. Specifically white people.
I got it.
Go ahead.
It's a pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, oh my God, I can't believe
it. It took me a second and I put it together. It's a pumpkin spice
latte. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Do I get a white sound for that or something?
Well, yeah. Do you have one?
No.
Oh, I thought you prepared white sounds.
No, I didn't. All right, we'll do that next time.
Okay.
Okay.
Congratulations. So, yes, you got
Here's
that.
Here's my congratulations.
Shut up, Tom.
There's Big Daddy Kane saying, shut up, Tom.
Okay. Now we're going to do a little of like... Name that tune, okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm going to give you points for just knowing what band it is.
Okay.
If you can actually name the title of the song, I will give you a bonus.
We should tell our listeners
that
Christina now has a line in the board.
So oh, yeah.
You have your own line in the board now. First time ever.
I'm so sick. This is the first time I've ever played clips on the show, so I'm a little nervous, guys.
Okay. So I have this board volume here. So you play and you stop whenever you want to.
Okay. You, oh, so loud.
Don't do that. Don't ever do that again. This is volume. I have volume.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
This is the first song we're going to play.
Yeah.
Just all you got to do, bro, is fucking name the band. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
I know the song.
You're singing along. Sounds familiar?
Yeah, it sounds very familiar.
Let's get to the chorus. Maybe people will. Everyone, white people love us. Uh-oh. They're watching you. They see you. All right, there you go.
All right, that's really good. The cars, the Martians, the okay.
multiple
the choice. Melvins. Is this
the Melvins?
Is that?
Are you being serious?
James Wagner.
Are you being serious?
Bob Simon. Is that Billy?
Be serious. I want you to really try.
I am trying.
Now, here's the thing: is that this is kind of a, this is the song on the cruise. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is kind of what started this. I'm giving you a bit of a gimme here, okay? We answered this question on the cruise. This song came on, and this is what prompted the entire game. I'm like, dude, I love this jam. This is?
Private Eyes.
Okay.
I'm watching you.
Meow, meow.
Atomic. Ions.
White people, this is a very historic white people band. White people love.
Dr. Physics. Is this? That's Barry. Barry Johnson. No?
Be serious. Do you know?
No, that's why I'm throwing things, white things out.
You don't know who the fuck this is.
I don't know who it
Dude,
is.
Dude, you're not white. I swear to God, I'm taking away your white card.
Well, here you fucking go.
Cops are all bald and shit.
Who is it?
Hall and Oates.
Oh, fuck. No, I definitely, in a million, 100 million years, I would never would have guessed that.
Okay. All right. Here's another super white. This is another band white people really like. Okay? See if you can guess the artist here.
Okay.
If you change your mind.
Take a chance.
On the first chance, in line.
Take a chance.
Honey, I'm still free.
Is this ABBA?
Yes!
All right.
Oh my God, you got it.
All right.
How did you know that one?
I just took a guess, man. It was just a wild. I thought of like men and women group, but I could only think of like them. And what's the other white hit like from that era?
Uh-huh.
Where it was women and men, where like some of them were married at one point and then they weren't.
The Mamas and the Papas?
No.
Fleetwood Mac?
Fleetwood Mac, right?
Sure.
Who was in Fleetwood Mac?
That fat
is Stevie Nicks. Stevie, okay, that's who I was thinking of. I would have said ABBA and then Fleetwood Mac.
Okay.
I don't know any really like of the songs. But.
Of course you don't know. Do you know the title of this song? Would you know the title
Play it again.
Of the song?
Dance on me. Chance, if you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got your place to go, when you're feeling down.
I love this song.
If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
That's all you get. What do you think? What's the name of the song?
I don't know.
All right, you don't get it.
Is it It's Time to Go Home Now?
Okay, Take a Chance on Me.
Okay.
That's the name of the song. Okay, this next band, white people love this, and I cannot believe you. Whenever I play this genre of music, you fucking never know anything, and it makes me crazy. Okay, this next one, super white. Here we go. Name it.
Wait, what am I?
Name the band.
Out?
Name the band. Just the band at this point. I'll take the band.
Hey, oh, let's go. Hey, oh, let's go. Hey, oh.
Is this Sex Pistols? I don't know.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, I don't know.
You're fucking serious.
Play it again.
Hey, oh, let's go. The foaming in the straight line.
Dude, you're not even white. I swear to God, you're not white.
Who is it?
Motherfucker, the Ramones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know any of their songs.
I know. Okay, Blitzkrieg Bop. Okay, how about this one? Let's do a current song. White people love this band. I mean, I have to admit, I didn't know a ton of their shit either. But I don't know. Maybe you might know this. What are you looking at?
Cheating? No. I swear to God, I'm not cheating. I would get it right if I was cheating. I was just pulling something up so I could play something for you in a moment.
Okay, ready? Now, again, this next band, this is a current white people fucking love this band. Okay? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And I admit I wasn't hip to these guys so much either, but just hear it. Take forever to fucking sing. Here we go. Does this sound familiar?
Can I tell you something? Press pause.
Does it sound familiar?
It sounded more familiar before he started singing. It's almost like I recognized, like, I was like, oh, I know what it's about to come. Yeah. And then it sounded unfamiliar.
Because you didn't hear stuff like, bitch, suck on my dick. Don't, fuck my nuts.
Don't be rude and don't throw shade. Please press play.
Okay. Like, it's going to help you any, yeah. But okay.
I got it. The Cardigans. The Holidays. Deviated Septum.
God, no.
Is it Carl Rams and the Bangles?
You're fucking done.
Who is it?
It's the band is called Arcade Fire.
I did not know that.
It's like multiple choice.
Okay. All right. Now back to the question.
How many have I gotten right?
So far.
Two.
As a white person, you've gotten two correct.
Two correct.
Which is appalling.
How many more are there?
Well, I mean, I got four more questions. Can you hang in there?
Yeah, I can do four more.
Okay, are you ready? It's just a question.
Yep.
Brenda, Dylan, Brandon, and Kelly are cast members on what TV show?
Ooh. Would it be...
Walk me through your logic.
BH92.
Yes!
Come on, man. I grew up in the same era.
Well, I wasn't... You know, sometimes you don't know white people
I remember when Brandon fingered Jenna and all that. That was an episode.
No.
Yeah, he fingered her butthole on accident. He was like, how do I get the chocolate off my finger? I remember.
Okay, well, who was dating who?
All right, let's fucking move on to the next thing. I got that right.
Okay, ready?
Yes. When I get things right from now on.
Ooh, or a bag of chips, maybe.
Right? That could be.
Or maybe the bullhorn. Okay, how many trash options are there at Whole Foods?
Three.
No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
What?
There's four.
Four?
There's four.
What are the four?
Recycling, landfill, compost, and trash.
That's fucked up.
Sorry.
I've seen three before. There's three by the restroom that
I used. Sorry. White people love Whole Foods. You don't know it. That's your fucking problem. Okay. Okay. I've got an audio clip from a film. White people fucking love this movie.
Okay.
Just see if you can name the film.
Okay.
Here we go.
Saturday, March 24th. 1984.
Press
Sherman
pause.
High School.
Press
Sherman,
pause.
Illinois.
Okay.
Breakfast Club.
Wow! Oh my God, I'm so impressed. Wow. This is amazing.
Judd Nelson, Molly Ringwald.
Wow, so you've seen this one.
I've seen the movie a lot.
You have? Because of your sisters?
More for Dan Cody, who lived across the street from me.
So he was a white person.
He was very white. He ran a record store for a long time, and he manages bands now. He's very white.
Oh, well then, thank you, Dan Cody, for introducing my husband to things that white people enjoy.
Yeah.
This is your last question. I really want you to think about it. Ready?
I'm really excited about the fact that I nailed a few.
You've done really well.
I've got four correct right now.
Okay.
I'm pretty much like half white.
Half white.
Pretty much right now.
Well, let's see how you answer this last question.
Okay.
We know white people love eccentric exercise methods.
Okay.
Okay. The bar method, yoga Pilates, and aerial Pilates. Which one of those three is a real white person exercise method?
Can you name them again?
I can, Tom. The bar method, yoga Pilates, and aerial Pilates. Which one of these is real?
So two of them are made up?
I can't really define the question. I'm just asking you.
You said which one of these is real.
Which is real?
So two of them are not real. You made up two of them.
Maybe.
Well, then if that's maybe, then you're saying more than one could be real?
Possibly, yeah.
You said which one
is real? It's a trick question, yes.
They're all real.
Okay.
Ah, yes.
You did good. You did good. Well, let's see. One, two, three, four. You got five
out of
eight. Correct.
That's super white.
You're super white.
I'm white.
Congratulations.
I'm so excited to be white. I want to tell everybody how white, and we can definitely play this game again. This was fun.
Think white and get serious.
And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Now it's time for Tom or White.
I love that Tom or White, that open build that you put there, I love what's assembled to make it super white, is that it has Jack Nicholson saying, think white and get serious.
It's the best.
That's from As Good As It Gets.
Yes.
And then it has the whitest move ever, which is to get excited and go, ah! Howard Dean did that when he was still a presidential candidate.
Yeah, people really talked shit on him.
And then they shut down his campaign the next day.
Yeah, because white people aren't supposed to show enthusiasm or feelings.
And then you have I recognize the opening theme from BH.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
And then also Ryan was geniusly, he put in the sound of the Star Trek door closing. That's what that is, I guess. How funny is that?
It's super white
you, Ryan Match, for the intro on that.
That's so white, the game we just played. I feel like I need to shake it off. You know what I mean? I feel super white.
I feel like
right now.
I went too easy on you. We're going to make the second round of Tom or White
do
even
it.
Harder.
Step it up. Take me to the big league.
I just want to see where you were at.
I just want to get some.
All right, let's black
I want to get
up.
That white off of me.
Okay.
This is what speaks to my heart.
Is this Bone Thugs?
Yeah, exactly. Back in elementary, thrived on
misery. Left me alone, I grew up amongst a dime. Tupac. Inside my mind, couldn't find a place to rest. Until I got that dug like tatted on my chest. Tell me, can you feel me? I'm not living in the past. Christ. You wanna last. Be the first to blast. Remember Cato. No longer wait to see the seats. This is what speaks to your heart. See the murdered in the streets. Now rest in peace. My first TV spot that I did was live at Gotham when it was on Comedy Central in 2007. This is what I sat in the green room listening to on my headphones. Aww. I was like, yeah, dog. It's about to go down. I was thinking about all my friends that died, you know? Yep.
I was the only guy in the green room who was getting a tattoo while they were preparing.
Yeah. Amazing.
Ugh, I gotta shake that white off. All right, thank you. Speaking of songs, on the live show, we played a new song, but again, it went through one headphone, so we're gonna give it to you again. Obi-Wan Kenobi. He's the one who did that Theo Huxtable song that is just so crazy, where he cut together all these conversations that Theo had, and then he made a song off of it. It's really impressive. Well, he did it again, and this time he's getting back at Peter Kane.
Wow.
Peter talked a lot of shit.
Yep.
And Obi-Wan made a song that's going to make him think about talking shit again.
Wow.
You better fucking believe it.
I gotta tell you, I'm a little nervous to rile up Peter Kane, because God knows once you feel that guy's wrath, it just keeps coming.
Well, he's got two people to answer to now.
Yeah.
Theo.
Yep.
He said he doesn't want to come in here and talk yet. He's so fired up. And then we got Obi-Wan, who made this track.
I don't even want Theo to hear this. It's going to get
I hope he doesn't.
He's in the next room, thank God.
I hope he doesn't. Here we go. Here's the Obi-Wan Kenobi song.
Okay.
Peter Stain.
Whoa.
That's pretty crazy. Obi maybes. He threw those in. Yeah. Chips in the bowl, fart.
I'm Peter Stain. I also make some art. Dead baby elephant. I can say whatever I fucking want. I'm Peter Stain. The biggest pussy. The Unhugstable. I'm Peter Stain. I also make some art. Dead baby elephant. I can say whatever I fucking want. I'm Peter Stain. The biggest pussy. I love the Unhugstable. I shit on myself. It's disgusting. It's gross. I don't want to wear diapers. My brown, say hello. I'm sad, my fucking head. Can't control my aggression. I ripped a woman's arm off. Refer to me as eccentric. You don't like art. Man, what a dick. What the fuck is the matter with you, dude? Like, I give a fucking shit. I love being a racist. Fucking redneck intellectuals. Get the fuck out of here. I don't really care what your opinion is. Christina said mean stuff, like really mean stuff. I'm getting all emotional. Man, what the fuck? Oh my God. Jesus Christ. Sorry. Okay. Fuck. No. Oh. What emotional state. I love smoking crack and Hennessy swigging. And I love the Mom's House podcast. Don't you get it? I'm jealous of Cesar Millan. Christina and Tom, too. Jeez, jeez, jeez. I love you. I'm Peter Stain. I also make some art. Dead baby elephant. I can say whatever I fucking want. I'm Peter Stain. The biggest pussy. I love the Unhugstable. I'm Peter Stain. I also make some art. Dead baby elephant. I can say whatever I fucking want. I'm Peter Stain. The biggest pussy. I love the Unhugstable. I also make some art. I can say whatever I fucking want. The biggest pussy. I love the Unhugstable.
Jeez.
Powerful. Man. Obi-Wan does it again. Yeah, holy moly.
That's pretty crazy, man.
You know what I love? It just, it's so funny when he Frankenbites that shit and it's all, I'm Peter Stain. I also do some art. It makes me laugh.
It's great, man.
I've been saying that for a week now, 2 weeks. Yeah. I also make some art.
I also make some art.
The biggest pussy.
Dude, that's
hilarious. I'm Peter Stain.
He killed it with that, man.
The biggest pussy. Well, I don't know what Peter Kane's going to think about Peter Stain.
Whew.
Prepare for retaliation. Feel it coming.
Yep. Yep. I'm impressed.
It's
I'm
really
impressed.
Good.
Yeah, he also did the Theo Huxtable song.
Of course. 10 times 10 with an S on the end. From the Hunter's Black.
Yeah, I'm trying to find that.
It's on your mom's house podcast.com if you go under clips. Jesus fucking Christ.
Okay.
It's like you don't even work here.
Jesus.
I'm also Vegan Vagina Guy is up on the site. I'm trying to think of who else I put some shit up there for you guys to see.
Let's see if this is
the Orgasms Guy is up there as well.
I've been spoken like a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, shit. Cool. What do you have there?
I also have the Orgasms Guy documentary.
You put it up?
Mm-hmm.
It's on the site?
It's on the site.
Oh, God.
we have to... I hope we can spend more time with one of my favorite clips for in a long time.
With two gentlemen, especially what is amazed is I was able to take a really, really hard, long penis into my vagina, as well as my, what do you call that, rectum, and there is so many adventure within me during this past 10 months.
I like the idea of when people get older and they're just like, I'm being adventurous, you know, when they start doing crazy shit. Mm-hmm. This lady has that adventurous spirit about her.
Do you want me to hook you guys up?
Do you know her? That implies that you could.
Well, the internet knows her. She's got her own. She's a whore. She's got a fucking whore site, Tom.
It's 60 MILFs, 60 plus MILFs. I love those 60
You like
plus
her,
MILFs.
Tom? Absolutely. She's your fucking flavor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she has what I like more than anything.
Vegan vagina.
A vegan vagina.
God. Dude, that chick's so
She has a vegan vagina.
Vegan vagina.
Combined with...
A succulent Chinese male.
Does she have a foreign accent syndrome?
Oh, you could
She goes, how do you say my rectum?
She also says, what is a maze?
A maze. That's a maze.
She's trying. She's just paying her bills.
She talks like those cats do on those memes. Mm-hmm. You know, when they say, that a maze, mom.
A maze.
That's how cats and dogs talk on memes.
Hi, I'm Kim Ann. I am a model for...
Okay.
60 plus MILFs.
Oh, boy. Bitch, you a GILF, okay? You ain't no motherfucking MILF.
So you got grandkids?
You a GILF.
Yeah.
You ain't got no, you got your menopause on. You know that.
Well,
okay?
I actually, you don't know this, but I looked her up.
Okay.
And I started a chat. And I was able to have a little conversation with her that I'd like to play for you.
Throw up. What's going on there?
That is not me and her talking. That is actually an Asian flight attendant losing her fucking mind,
dude,
on a passenger.
Do you know what that sounded like? It sounded like Sharkeesha, no, but in Asians.
It sounded like somebody Chinese's. Walked up to a flight attendant, walked up to a passenger and was just like,
you want to talk some shit?
And lost their fucking mind.
That is Sharkeesha, no.
Yeah, that's pretty intense, right?
Damn.
Yeah.
I'd love to know what the fuck is happening in that clip.
I know, me too. I don't know that there's... Well, somebody out there could probably break it down for us, but if you know, see what's going on.
Okay.
That's what's happening in that clip.
She's like, supposed to be my nigga, though.
That's what she's saying. That's what she's saying. She said, you're supposed to be my what though?
All right, if you guess so, I guess.
That's a foreign accent.
God bless is a nigga.
It's a foreign accent, a syndrome.
It's a foreign, it's an accent, it's a syndrome.
Big words. What are they fighting about? She's all, you know all the... She's all, you order too much sushi.
That's then, what he came by. He was like, I want another plate. And she was like, she just loses her fucking mind.
You cannot order so many rolls.
No, too many rolls. Too many rolls.
A succulent Chinese meal.
Fantastic.
You already had the soup and the salad.
I have not actually heard my voice in the conversation for nearly 3 years now.
It's okay.
I'm 63 years of age.
I don't want to hear her.
This is my second time around here.
Her second time around where? The earth?
Doing her thing.
Reincarnation?
Come on! Fuck it!
Suck it!
Asian listeners, what's going on here? Is it that he asked for a deeper pressure massage and she won't do it? I still think this started with...
You want to talk some shit?
In Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk some shit?
You want to talk some shit? Huh? Huh?
Talk some shit?
I hope that when that plane landed after this was going, it was just like, all this was going on. They land and then the captain just went.
Baby, baby, baby.
Oh, you know those words.
It's my favorite part.
All right. We got to run. This was a lot of fun today.
This was a jam-packed Mama Said.
Man, you got Top Dog.
You know what I'm saying?
You got a brand new game.
You feel me? You know what I'm talking about? You
called Tom or White that I did pretty white on.
You were pretty white. You were 5 out of 8 white.
That's pretty good. But you said you're going to step up the difficulty.
Well, I had to gauge where you really were.
You did. And I also feel like, you know what? It built some confidence. You got to have a little confidence. If I'd gone 0 for 8, you know, you go, well, this isn't a game that's even attainable.
Right.
But now you can really step up the difficulty.
I'm so excited to go even deeper into what white people love.
Yep. Yeah, that's good. And we got a little bit, you know, we had some fun with our absolute new favorite guy on the show.
John Sackers here. Ugh.
Thank you, John, for sharing your music with us.
I love All the right. Vegan Vaginas.
I hate him.
Thank you very
I
much for your
John
musical
Sackers.
Gift. And yeah, that's
so
it.
Gross.
New song, Peter Stang. We're going to give you more Obi-Wan on the way out with the Theo jam. And then maybe, do you think we can get Theo on the show next week?
Let me talk to him.
Yeah.
He's.
I want to hear if he hears the song and like whatever.
He's
you know.
Also still angry, like you said, and... hopefully by then he'll have seen his therapist and he can talk through.
He sees a therapist?
Well, look, we've had some behavioral issues with him, so I took him to a behavioral therapist. He can talk about
wait
his feelings.
I love that. You're better at talking to him than I am. He doesn't really talk to me.
No, he never does. It's so bizarre.
But I want to know how the... And then also, if you could talk to the behavioral therapist and get him, maybe talk to them about how he is.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, we just try to love him and he just keeps pushing me away. You know, he's an adopted son and they have problems.
Yeah.
It's not his fault. He came from a traumatic childhood.
Okay. All right. Well, look, thanks for listening, guys. Please.
Thanks for listening.
YourMom'sHousePodcast.com. Come see us in Seattle, Portland, and Chicago. Come buy my tickets to my mini tour or Minneapolis, TomSegura.com. And come see Christina at ChristinaComedy.com.
God is real, you know what I'm saying?
God is real. Please go to our Mamazon banner, and please check out Sattva Mattress. They're awesome.
You know what I'm saying?
And that is all. We love you, you know what I'm saying? Keep it real, you know what I'm saying? Talk about you. we love you. Okay.
Bye, Mommy.
Bye, jeans.
I've been smoking like a motherfucker, man. I run L.A. basically south of the 10th. Bring me sandwiches. Pets all the time. Balls licked. Get some barbecue. I'm Theo all goddamn day. Burning shit south of the 10. 10 times 10 with an S on the end. From the hunters black. Well, vodka, gin. I don't play around these parts. You know what I'm saying? Burning shit south of the 10. 10 times 10 with an S on the end. From the hunters black. Well, vodka, gin. I don't play around these parts. You know what I'm saying? I'm a wild animal. I stab you in your sleep. Get your ass out my face. Respect my privacy. I don't feel nothing. I get what I need. I'm a wheeler, I'm a dealer. Siphon gas from your Jeep. I've been outside. You ain't shit. I piss the shit where I want. You better not forget it. God damn y'all lazy. I never stop hustling. Give me something to get some. They gotta pay up. You could get kidnapped. You're under my care. Better show motherfuckers respect. Yeah. Porsche 911. New Corvette. That's what I do. That's what I've been doing. Oh, shit. You cannot disrespect me. Cannot. One of this motherfucking block. Pineapple to the big apple. I just get shit done. 24/7. Who's number one? Running shit south of the 10. 10 times 10 with an S on the end. From the hunters block. Well, vodka, gin. I don't play around these parts. You know what I'm saying? Running
gun shit south of the pen. 10 times 10 with an S on the end. From the hunters block, well, vodka, gin. I don't play around these parts, you know what I'm saying? You act like I didn't live outside for 3 years. I live outside. Call stepping up the game. Yo, when the fuck are we going back to the dog park? I have peoples. Chihuahua. Goofy Gert. Labradors. I'm Theo all goddamn day.
God damn it, nigga, knock it!